And this portion of the WEL Lorraine Palace Theater Spotlight on Medina brought to you by Castle Noel, America's largest indoor year-round Christmas entertainment attraction. Celebrate Christmas in July, the 25th, 26th, and 27th at Castle Noel at 260 South Court Street in Medina. And we've got with us Mark and Dana Claus.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Oh, we're doing great.
Good, good.
Good morning.
How are you enjoying your new home? You've been there for how many
months? We opened on November 22nd. And it's been great ever since. I've been looking for a place to really do this extraordinarily exciting project for years and years. Looked at over 100 buildings, all sorts of different towns, trying to find a place that not only was suitable for a size, because I needed quite a large facility, but also somewhere that felt like Christmas all the time. And when you walk through this town with the beautiful square and the way it's lit, and the people are like the town, it's just... It's an amazing place. It's the most vibrant small town that I've ever been in. I mean, it's constant traffic, people all walking around enjoying concerts. There's new things going on in the square all the time. So we have this entertainment attraction that just really is made for Christmas, but it's for all year long, because we house not only the world's largest privately held collection of authentic Christmas movie props and costumes. People can't believe that when you say, well, yeah, the Grinch's sleigh from the movie The Grinch with Jim Carrey, yeah, that's sitting in our grand hall. Or the giant globe from the center of Santa's castle in the Tim Allen Santa Claus movies, that's there. Schwarzenegger's Turbo Man costume, Will Ferrell's elf costume, costumes from The Christmas Carol. I mean, just amazing collection of things like that, but also several $1 million worth of New York City Christmas windows. All the big cities used to have those wonderful, amazing animated windows, right? Well, it's a long gone kind of tradition, but in New York, it still remains. And they spend between $750,000 and $2 million on a set of windows. And at the end of the year, they get rid of them. But we've been able to work with the retailers in New York City and bring back some amazing windows to Medina.
So how does one acquire all of these Hollywood props? How do you get those amazing things?
Well, when you collect to the level that we collect, there's only a few of us out there, different styles of movies, different types, but we all kind of know each other. But we do Hollywood auctions, we do museum acquisitions from other museums, private collectors. So I have friends that are into other things, like my friend Randy's into Sylvester Stallone. In fact, he's so crazy about Sylvester Stallone, he had his house lifted 15 feet so that he could put the semi-truck from the movie Over the Top in his basement. So, you know, these are serious collectors, right? So when he sees something that's Christmas-oriented, he gives me a call. When I see something that's Stallone-oriented, I gave him a call. Like, if you remember that movie Demolition Man, the big frozen Stallone in that round circle of ice. Right. Yeah, that when I saw that, I'm like, hey, Randy, you got to grab this. He's, oh, my gosh, you know. So we're always looking for each other. And since we're all kind of nuts about it, nobody looks at each other funny when you come up with these kinds of things. Because when we got the globe from Santa Claus 2 and 3, the big giant steel globe, we got a phone call from this theater group in Los Angeles, and they said, we have this globe from the Santa Claus movies. We saw your wife and you on Hollywood Treasures on the Sci-Fi Channel, and we're wondering if you would like to acquire this globe. And I said, absolutely. And they said, well, it's got to be out of our building today. So I was here. It was in Los Angeles. Who do I call? Randy, my buddy out in L.A. And he was more than happy to go get it and bring it in. And my wife, she has to put up with all my projects. So she's
well,
all right.
There's a lot of timing involved in just letting it known out there that you are open to possibly acquiring some of these things, which allow that to happen.
Well, yeah, we get a lot of publicity on national cable. We're going to launch the Holiday Network television network this year in November. I've spent the last 20 years on the Home Shopping Network, QVC. I'm a sculptor by trade, so my Christmas artwork, a lot of people know who I am. So when something comes up like that, they kind of know where to go with it now.
Of course, now with Castle Noel, you've kind of had a home base. You've kind of put things there. I saw when you opened up, you kind of recreated the big slide from A Christmas Story.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you have the opportunity when you come there not only to see some amazing things, but also to do some fun things. We have the Blizzard Vortex, which some people describe as a free drink. You go through and it makes you feel like you're twisting back and forth. We have Santa Claus training methods where you get to go through the Santa Claus chimney squeeze, which is makes you understand what it's like for Santa Claus to go down a chimney. And then, of course, Santa Claus Mountain, where you get to ride the slide just like Ralphie. And we built this scene for scene exactly the way it should be. And it's built so that everybody can ride it, not just kids. And what we found, which is really exciting, is a lot of senior citizens ride our slide. And in fact, last week, this is a big month, Christmas in July, we have over 30 bus tours coming in for Christmas in July, a lot of senior citizens, and they're all loving the slide. In fact, last week, Dana, how old was the oldest rider we had on the slide?
She was 97, and she came specifically to do the slide. It was awesome.
97 years old. It's amazing.
Now, why do they say that they're doing this? Because even that slide, I don't even know, you know, that was made for the movie. I don't know if this thing even existed in the time when Gene Shepard was kind of putting that story right together or whatever. So it was kind of someone's imagination to have some sort of a Christmas slide.
But the movie has become such a part of the American culture that the idea of being able to experience that is something that's really special to people. It's like our Cousin Eddie motorhome, you know. People come from all over just to stand by it. In fact, last weekend, we had a guy come up from Alabama with his wife, and he brought his special black shoes, his black socks, his shorts, so that he could put the robe on, put the Cousin Eddie hat on, stand by our sewer pipe, and hold on to that thing. He said it was the greatest vacation he's ever taken.
That is a strange detour in the world of Christmas celebration that I've ever heard. But I understand you've got some special, the Angry Elves are coming. You have some special thing.
Yeah, we have the most amazing thing coming. It's our Christmas in July gala. And at our Christmas in July gala, we're going to start in Medina, a Hollywood Walk of Fame, just like in California. But it's going to be just actors that were in Christmas movies. So who are the four we have in this year?
We have Carolyn Grimes from Zuzu, It's a Wonderful Life. We have the two Angry Elves of Patty and Drew. And then we have Ian Petrella from Christmas Story.
Yeah, Randy. You know, Mashed Potato Face Randy from Christmas Story. So he's going to be there. All of them are going to put their hands and feet in concrete so that we'll immortalize them. And we'll start our walk this year with those four actors. Every Christmas in July, we'll bring in more actors and expand on our Hollywood Christmas Walk of Fame. And then in the evening, we have a one-of-a-kind event. It is an opportunity at our gala to have dinner, drinks, and fun with the actors. It's a small kind of party that's really, really going to be a great experience for people that want to get involved in knowing these actors, not just having a chance to walk up and sign a book or something, but actually spending an evening with them, enjoying some time. We have a Bing Crosby impersonator who's going to come there. And when my wife said to me, I have this Bing Crosby impersonator who really wants to be involved in the gala, and I'm like, okay, well, let's... And she put his recording. He left messages on our phone. And the guy's amazing. I mean, it was like, wow, that guy's really got it down. So we talked to him, and he's going to be there. And it's just going to be an event that is really great. It takes place in our grand hall. We're moving some things around, so you're going to have dinner by the Corkscrew Saloon, which is over here in Medina. And our limos are bringing our actors in from BVIP limos, and that's going to be wonderful. It's just a little bit of a Hollywood event right here. I mean, I've had the opportunity through my career to go to some interesting Hollywood parties, and it's just a different kind of feel. It's a different kind of thing to experience. So I thought that it would be fun to bring that experience to Medina.
Dana, when it came to Castle Noel and Mark had this idea, were you all in from the get-go, or was there any of this, what the heck are you thinking?
No, I was in for the get-go only because Mark is an incredible designer and creator, and what he loves to do is take and create something for the entire family. So no matter if you're 1 or 99, you will love a Mark Claus attraction. And what he does, he brings you into his environment, and you forget where you're at. You forget you're in Medina or the problems on the outside world, and it's an all-encompassing a feeling, and you go through and everybody comes out and just loves it for a different reason. You could bring 25 people in and those 25 people will love it for a different reason.
But what he wants to know is, how crazy do I make you?
Oh, he's crazy. He's an absolutely crazy man. It's one of those that what's funny is I always tell people he doesn't sleep, and it's really true. He'll wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and have an entire new attraction in his head. He'll have the how to market it. He'll have the song. He'll have everything down, and this is something that will happen 5 years from now. And that happens all the time.
Which brings us to our second attraction that opens up later this year at the end of August, beginning of September, Alien Vacation Blacklight 3D Mini Golf. It's mini golf for people that hate mini golf. I mean, it's amazing. This place answers the lifelong question that I've always had. What if Santa Claus came to Earth and ran into a family of aliens on vacation? Haven't you always asked that question?
Sure. See?
So we're going to find out through Alien Vacation Blacklight 3D Mini Golf. The environments are just amazing. You actually take a journey that starts in a farmhouse in Medina, ends up going through a carnival, the Medina County Fair. You end up in a Mayan pyramid, an amazing display inside a Mayan pyramid, the ice caves of the North Pole, a jungle where you meet a T-Rex that wants to be on Santa's good list. You travel to the alien planet. You go through a water portal underwater and you're attacked by a 10-foot octopus. You'll see the Temple of the Seven Snakes in Egyptian pyramid scene. And then you'll go to a spaceport, and finally, of course, you'll put presents under the tree with aliens and Santa Claus.
Wow.
That was kind of hard to top that, isn't it?
What did he eat before he had this dream? I was trying to think of this whole thing.
Well, what's awesome is he designed his first mini golf on paper when he was 9 years old. So he's been designing and creating since he was a young boy.
Wow. Well, you mentioned how you do sort of art to sculptor as well, and many of your things I think are sort of small scale, right? I mean, they're sort of miniature.
Yeah, I'm known for my miniatures, but I like to sculpt big things. I mean, I've sculpted everything from tiny little people inside of the back of a Santa Claus, a nativity scene, where the faces are all completely detailed on the size of a pinhead, up to 16-foot tall Mouse King and Nutcracker figures for the Cleveland Ballet. Mm-hmm. So a wide variety. When I sculpt my small product, which our gift shop has a beautiful collection of all the different things I've done over the years, and when I do those kinds of sculptures, I literally have to be seated for a couple hours, get my heart rate down so I can sculpt those tiny little faces and create that kind of artwork. But when I'm cooped up like that long enough, I got to get out and do something massive and crazy. Castle Noel is a 40,000 square foot facility, so there's lots of room for us to create lots of fun things. Like, I think our mini golf is going to be the only mini golf with a spaceship bar that you can get glow-in-the-dark martinis at.
Wow, I think that's amazing. I wondered though if your appreciation for the Hollywood type of things that you bring in, because many times what you see on screen has a whole different look than when you look up close to it and look behind it and look at it. There's a whole different, I guess, technique in sculpting and creating something like that.
Definitely, there's different types of props. There's the quick props that they need to get in and out, and then there's the ones that they really develop, incredible props. Like, we have the original flying sleigh and reindeer from the 1984 Santa Claus, the movie starring Dudley Moore as Patch the Elf, David Huddleston as Santa Claus. It's an amazing robotic set of reindeer with these incredibly developed gears to make you think you're looking at live reindeer flying through the sky, and the sleigh is just incredible. Those kinds of props, they're really magnificent works of art. And in a day where we now have everything is CG, and I love computer animation, I mean, it's incredibly beautiful, it really sells it, but the days when there was the craft of creating miniatures to fool you, those days are kind of gone, and to have representations of that, it's just amazing. We have a wonderful documentary that plays with it, that shows it taking off, and people are really excited by that. So there's those kinds of props, but then there's big, giant steel props like our globe from the Santa Claus, Tim Allen's Santa Claus movie. Interesting little fact about that is that in the movie, you'll notice that sometimes it's on and it's lit, and sometimes it's not on when the actors are near it. Well, in the gearing of that globe, there's kind of a rough spot. And as it goes around, there'll be a spot where it goes, so it would mess with the audio of the actors. So when you watch the movie, you'll notice that when there's somebody standing by it talking, the globe is not on because they couldn't fix that rough spot in the motor. But that prop was built to prove to Tim Allen that the props for the second two movies were going to be much upgraded from the first movie. If you're a movie kind of buff, you'll notice in the first Santa Claus, the props are not nearly as developed as they are in the second, too. And Tim Allen wanted to make sure that the second sequels were going to be up to a different level, so they built that giant globe to show them how, you know.
Well, look, they get cool the more cash is for the sequels that they know about, and they can start investing more into
That's right. That's right.
And obviously, it looks like that, and people can come see that as well. We've been speaking today with Mark and Dana Claus from Castle Noel. If people want to find out more about coming to visit and all those details, what's a good place for them to check that out?
Well, they can go to castlenoel.com. They can visit us on Facebook at Castle Noel. And anything else? They can
come see us.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah,
Mark.
It's a great place. And we're open on the weekends at this time of year, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You can check out our hours online. And at Christmas time, we're open 7 days a week. But I would suggest that you get reservations because it is incredibly, incredibly busy. So.
And what's awesome, too, is we're open 7 days a week for group tours of 15 or more. You call in, make reservations, and you get your time, and get a private tour at Castle Noel with Mark and Dana.
Sounds good. Thanks, Mark and Dana, for stopping in this morning. Appreciate your time today.
Thank you.
For coming.